welcome. As always, even though we are under the umbrella of Two Generations Gaming, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you're meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club. I'm Sean, noob of all trades from Two Generations Gaming, and in this series I am reading and reacting to Jurassic Park, the classic novel by Michael Crichton. This episode is actually coming out on time for the first time in who knows how long. I was actually inspired. I sat down, I read the episode, I took my notes, and now I'm sitting down to record. I probably won't get to an episode this weekend. Maybe I will on Saturday because my kids have the play and I'm going on Sunday to see it. So I'm either going to do it Friday or Saturday. But I also have to update the webpage and record the videos for the YouTube. Also edit a video tomorrow for the YouTube. I don't have my camera up here right now, so I won't be able to record the video today for the YouTube. In this episode, episode 12, I'm going to read from the Tyrannosaur chapter in the fifth iteration. Episode 12, fifth iteration, flaws in the system will now become severe. Ian Malcolm. As I've been doing, I'll just read the quick synopsis from SparkNotes. Thank you again, SparkNotes. I have put a link in the show notes to SparkNotes. This is not because I'm promoting them or anything. It's just because I have used the service and found that it works for what I need for it for this show. Tyrannosaur. Arnold finally locates the T-Rex, and Muldoon and Gennaro go to catch it. Muldoon fires two rocket-launched doses of tranquilizer at the Tyrannosaur, but seems to miss, and they are forced to flee. The T-Rex turns around and again chases Grant and the kids, who fall down a waterfall. Lex narrowly escapes the Tyrannosaur, nearly drowning in the process. They run behind the waterfall to escape, and Grant finds a maintenance door and enters it, only to be trapped inside. He finds a flashlight, a baby male velociraptor, and an electric go-kart. Outside, the T-Rex finds the kids behind the waterfall and starts dragging Tim out with its tongue. Suddenly, the dinosaur keels over. Thank you again, SparkNotes, for that. Dinosaurs attack. Well, I was wrong. Even though Crichton named this chapter for Big Rex, we saw no additions to the body count. Oh well. Once again, though, it's not for lack of trying. The titular Big Rex unleashes two attacks during her rampage. First, when Arnold leads Gennaro and Muldoon to her, they find her near the river, still trying to get at the Dilos. Muldoon tries twice to trank her, and misses both times. The first shot sails harmlessly past. It gets her attention, though, and she turns slightly. As he aims to shoot again, Big Rex roars. Arnold radios to tell him to GTFO. Muldoon assures him that they will before lining up for another shot. He misses again. At first, he suggests that the needle must have fallen off before the trank dispersed, but Gennaro gets him to eventually admit that he missed. All of this happens after Big Rex roars again and charges them. They haul ass in the Jeep to get away. I slipped up last episode and compared the movie to the book. Movie versus, man! But I won't make that same mistake this time. Let's leave it at they get away, and we'll revisit in the movie versus. Meanwhile, Grant and the kids continue down the river. Grant notices the current runs quickly and seems to be speeding up. Oh shit, waterfall. Not only that, who's waiting at the bottom of the falls? You guessed it, Big Rex. Round, round, get around, Big Rex gets around. Ooh, Big Rex gets around, she gets around. Oh goodness, that was dumb. Anyway, oh shit. Seriously, can their luck get any worse? When Lex says, quote, "I hate him," end quote, I can't blame her. It's annoying as shit. And this annoyance weighs the same as a car and wants to eat you. Well, over the falls they go, right in the path of Big Rex. Then around her and off into the stream beyond. Lex loses her life vest to Big Rex and ends up unconscious for a bit. But they recover, hide in the brush beside the river, and then backtrack behind the waterfall. As discussed in the summary, they find a maintenance area. When Grant goes to inspect if the vehicle is actually in there, Big Rex attacks the kids behind the falls. She wraps her tongue around Tim's head and prepares to eat him before the tongue falls slack, gets bitten in the process, and slides from out of the alcove. A word about the science. The only discussion of science comes when Muldoon gives Gennaro a lesson on how animal tranquilizers work. He explains that they use the standard animal tranquilizer and you need to consider both body size and temperament. The same dose will nullify an elephant, stun a hippo, and basically just piss off a rhino. He admits that he never tranked a Rex, so no idea what he's doing with the dosage. Not that it ultimately matters, because he missed, but the exchange made me chuckle and weep. Must I say why? Okay, but only for the newbies. If you've heard it before, just fast forward a few seconds. I promise not to linger on it in this episode. Just a quick mention, the next topic. Muldoon never tested the dose because these idiot fuckers didn't test any goddamn thing. Okay, that's it. I promise. What I liked least. Frankly, the only thing I didn't like about this section is that it was too short. Yes, I pigeonholed myself in by coming up with my silly 1-2-3-4-3-2-1 format for the episodes in each iteration. Even with that caveat, it's still too short. 14 pages for two of the most potentially suspenseful attacks in the book? I wanted more. You can argue that's just good storytelling. Always leave them wanting more. And I agree. But as I've said more than once on this show, just because it makes sense, it doesn't mean I have to like it. And I don't. So there. I mean, I'm not even arguing the pacing or narrative structure. Those both work well, even with the, parenthetically, what I consider, short chapter. Maybe that's another reason it rubs me the wrong way. Literally, the only reason I can give for not liking it is greed. And that's not usually like me. I mean, I guess with age, I let myself give in a little more to the impulses. Impatience, greed, those kinds of things. And yet, I consider myself more patient and less greedy. Humans truly are an enigma. Okay, let's wrap this up. All I'm asking for is the director's cut of this section. Give me more of the Jeep chase. A more harrowing encounter at the bottom of the falls. A more harrowing encounter at the base of the falls. More of a chase to get back behind the falls. Maybe they escape in the car Grant found and we get another Big Rex versus car encounter. All three might be overkill, but one or two might be feasible. Maybe I have my next frustrated writer project. Director's cut of the Tyrannosaur chapter. And now for what I liked best. In case you couldn't tell from the liked least, I liked everything about this section. Oh yeah, you liked everything so much that you spent 5 minutes ripping it apart. Okay, I understand how you might think that. But also, if so, I clearly gave the wrong impression. Because I meant to say that I enjoyed the chapter so much that I wanted more. So maybe I can explain. It rarely works when I try, but it's worth a shot. Yes, I spent a good 5 minutes saying how much better the chapter would be with more action. And I finished the section with specific examples of how to add that action. So I understand how I may have given a wrong impression. Here's the thing. I meant to say that I liked the chapter so much that I wanted more of it. And when I wrote the added action, I meant that's how he could have given me more of what I wanted. It wasn't a complaint. Okay, it was, but not a negative one. Make sense? No? Yeah, like I say, I often have difficulty getting my point across. So instead, I guess I'll just discuss why I like the chapter, and maybe I can convince you. Big Rex. She became the face of the movies. Anytime the humans find themselves up against it, she came to the rescue. Here, though, she is definitely in her quote-unquote terrorizing humans era. Yeah, a little Taylor Swift reference for you. Savior or tormentor? Either way, we love her. Two attacks. Both by Big Rex. Both very different. Both bigger than life. But somehow still scary in their own ways. Like, you try to shoot her and miss, then try again and miss again. WTF. And the waterfall? Straight out of a friggin' cartoon, man. But it worked and kept me on the edge of my seat until the end. I had no idea how Tim was going to escape. I really thought the poor kid was going to eat it. It all worked. It easily could have gone off the rails with a different pace or narrative voice. Hell, even my idiot idea of adding one or two more action sequences could throw off the imbalance enough to ruin it. There's more than one reason that Crichton is a multimillionaire, and I'm talking to myself on the internet. Final thoughts. I thought these episodes might be shorter because they only cover one chapter. It looks like this one is going to be a little bit shorter, but it's still, in my opinion, probably the best chapter of the book so far. So even though it's the shortest, I think it's the best right now. I can't promise the same for the next episode. That chapter is called Control, and it can't possibly be cool as one called Tyrannosaur, right? But we'll take them as they come and bask in the glow of probably the best chapter of the book so far. I really enjoyed it, in case you can't tell, even though I did kind of poop on it a little bit in the liked least. But, you know, we're always the toughest on the ones we love, right? Anyway, as always, thanks for listening. You can find us if you haven't already at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles. I did Fallout Episode 2 review on Sunday, I'm going to do my Welcome to Mario and May article today so that I can get that up and running and try to get some momentum there. We have a couple episodes of our other podcast, Two Guys Gaming, but that's on hiatus because Chris and I haven't been able to get together. We tried a couple times and it just hasn't happened. It's tough to have friends when you're an adult, but maybe we can get that up and running again over the summer when we both hopefully have more time. There's also a link to our socials, including our YouTube. As I said, our Instagram is more missed than hit lately, but I have tried to at least post to it as much as I can, and I will figure out a way to make it a little more active. But it's there if you want to check it out. Did I say the link to our YouTube? Yeah, link to our YouTube. Mostly, it's just the daily calendar that I talked about in the intro. I also did a series that I'm going to try to pick up again tomorrow called Reclaiming My Thursdays, where I talk about the different hikes that we do as a family or that I do by myself. And I also want to have a gameplay video component to the article when I write about my top 10 Mario games this month. So that will be uploaded Friday or Saturday. I will be back with this series probably Friday or Saturday. I only have one more chapter, as I said, to do in the next episode. So I will talk to you then. Bye, guys.
We are